Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Seattle Mariners AAA club, the Tacoma Rainiers, hosts the Reno Aces in Game 4 of a six-game series. Little Friday night baseball for you here in Pierce County. Well, it's a cool evening for sure, and there was some rain earlier today, but looks like we're going to be all right here for tonight to get this game started. The Rainiers trying to win two in a row for the first time this year. Tacoma winner last night by a score of 5-2. Really clean game played by the Rainiers yesterday. It was well pitched. They hit three homers. They didn't make any errors. They even stole five bases. Rainiers coming away with their 10th win of the season last night. On the mound today, right-hander Connor Wade, the right-hander out of the University of Arizona, is making his third appearance for the Rainiers. Second start, they're building him up pitch count-wise. He's pitched four innings this year, has not allowed a run. He'll be opposed by one of the Arizona Diamondbacks' top prospects, right-hander Dre Jameson. Jameson began this season with the Diamondbacks' double-A team, Amarillo. Threw really well there, got promoted to triple-A. He's been roughed up in his two triple-A starts for Reno, allowing 10 runs in five and a third innings, but he reportedly has a live arm. We'll be seeing Dre Jameson for the first time here tonight. So Jameson on the mound for the Reno Aces and Connor Wade for the Rainiers. Well, boy, do we have a lot of roster moves to discuss. We'll do that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Reno Aces tonight here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers with some changes to the roster today. You may have heard some of these already today. One of them made big news. The Mariners optioned Jared Keldick to AAA Tacoma. He's been struggling mightily to hit major league pitching. They're going to let him try to reset at AAA. He's not here today. He might be a couple days before we see him. He did go to New York with the team. So Keldick is on his way back. Also, the Mariners called up Steven Souza Jr. from Tacoma. Souza back in the major leagues. He'd been hot for the Rainiers, homering in three of his last four games. Reacquired Mike Ford reported to Seattle today. They activated Sergio Romo from the IL, so they needed to send more guys down. Stuart Fairchild, the outfielder, was designated for assignment. Left-handed reliever Danny Young was optioned to Tacoma. He'll be here in a day or two. And then Yoan Ramirez was designated for assignment. They needed a 40-man roster spot, and kind of surprisingly DFA'd Yoan Ramirez. And also, the Mariners claimed Adrian Sampson off waivers from the Cubs. He is a Puget Sound area native, pitched for the Rainiers several years ago, and then has been with several teams since. And he's coming back to Tacoma. Sampson was claimed off waivers and assigned to the Raiders, so he'll be joining Tacoma and presumably pitching in the starting rotation. So the revolving door continues to spin at a fast rate here at Cheney Stadium. And, yeah, people going in and out of the locker room nonstop. Well, we do have a starting lineup for today's game. We'll get to that right after these messages.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 16 wins and 17 losses on the season. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off, playing shortstop is Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, the third baseman, Brett Kennedy. Hitting third is center fielder, Joe McCarthy. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder, Stone Garrett. Batting fifth, first baseman, Drew Ellis. Hitting sixth and playing right field is Dominic Canzone. Batting seventh, designated hitter Grayson Griner. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Dominic Maroglio. And batting ninth, the second baseman Jake Hager. On the mound, right-hander Dre Jameson in two starts. He is 0-1 with a 16.88 ERA. The Raiders are 10-23 this season. The Mariners AAA club managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second is the shortstop, Sam Haggerty. Hitting third, right fielder, Marcus Wilson. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Zach Green. Batting fifth is third baseman, Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter, Miguel Perez. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Hitting eighth, second baseman, Cesar Isturiz Jr. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Billy Hamilton. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Connor Wade. He has no record and a 0 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief, David Arrieta. At first base is Derek Thomas, and over at third it is Matt Brown. Tacoma taking on Reno in the fourth game of a six-game series between division rivals. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tecumseh Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready for the start of this one, the Tecumseh Red Ears and the Reno Aces. Well, the Red Ears wear the red jerseys today and their starting pitcher is throwing his warm-ups right now. That's Connor Wade, and Wade has not been with the team for long. Signed to boost the AAA pitching staff. He had a little big league time for the first time in his career last year with the Baltimore Orioles. And Wade made his first appearance for the Red Ears this year out of the bullpen, but more recently his second appearance was a start, and he went three scoreless at Salt Lake 8 days ago. And now he starts this game today. He'll face Yanni Hernandez. First pitch of the night is in there for a called strike, and we are underway here in Tecumseh. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Hernandez. Switch hitter in the leadoff spot. And the pitch is down low. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez hitting .290 in 18 games for Reno. We've got cloudy skies overhead. Gray clouds. Now the 1-2 is swung on and rolled to the second baseman. And fielding it is his Turris. And he throws to first to get Hernandez. And one man is gone at the top of the first inning. Yanni Hernandez grounds out to Tecumseh's second baseman, Cesar Isturiz Jr. One away at the top of the first inning. And now Brett Kennedy will be the batter. No wind blowing right now. Lights are on. Nice crowd on hand for this Friday night fireworks night. So now Kennedy stands in, and the pitch is a off-speed pitch inside, and that is ball one to Brett Kennedy. Kennedy hitting .255 in 27 games with three homers. Yeah, the next pitch is swung on and bounced foul. 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike, and this next pitch is swung on, pulled on the ground to short, and scooping it up is Haggerty, and he fires to first in time for the out. Two away at the top of the first inning on infield grounders. And now Joe McCarthy will be the batter. So Wade gets a couple of ground balls in the infield. Connor Wade, 30-year-old righty. Born in Arizona and went to college at University of Arizona, and originally drafted by the Rockies in 2013. He throws a pitch down low to McCarthy for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is low, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Joe McCarthy. McCarthy's a tough out, to say the least. I mean, you look at the scoreboard, he's hitting .429. And that's in 15 games for Reno as he takes one for a ball. And McCarthy enters play today with a 13-game hitting streak. including a two-hit game here last night. So it's 3-0, and the pitch from Wade is a called strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 3-1. Now Wade's 3-1 pitch is swung on and hit on one hop to Mejia, the only man on the left side of the diamond, and he throws out McCarthy, and that wraps up the top of the first inning. Three grounders in the infield, one to second, one to short, and one to third. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Reno nothing, and Tacoma coming to the plate.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting MaryBridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Reno does not score in the top of the first. Connor Wade getting three straight groundouts in the infield. And now the Red Raiders come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Forrest Wall, Sam Haggerty, and Marcus Wilson, the scheduled batters here in the first against Dre Jameson, a touted prospect who the Raiders are facing for the first time. Here's a pitch to Forrest Wall, and it's a swing and a miss at a 95-mile-per-hour heater. There's strike one. Wall hitting in the leadoff spot today, batting 206, 302 on base percentage. Now the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball at 97 on the gun, and the count goes to 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Forrest Wall. And this next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Slider there from Jameson. Count goes to 1-2. Dre Jameson, he was the Diamondbacks' supplemental first-round pick in 2019 out of Ball State University. Now the 1-2 pitch is grounded to the left side. Backhand pickup and short by Hernandez. Throw to first, and it is in time for the out. Close play at first base, but they get Forrest Wall. And one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. Hernandez made the backhand pickup and threw to first. And it was a bang-bang play over there, but first base umpire Derek Thomas rung up Wall. Here's Haggerty, still swinging a hot bat, hitting 298 with five homers, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty has reached base with a hit or a walk in each of his last eight games. 1-0 pitch to Haggerty is taken down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Haggerty well out ahead of the count, 2-0. And now the pitch is a fastball that misses at 97 miles per hour. It's 3-0. And Now Jameson ready again, and the next pitch is called a strike. 3-1. Here's the 3-1, and it's swung on and driven towards left center field into the alleyway, and that's going to split the gap. It's a base hit. Haggerty's on his way to second, and the throw just comes lobbing into the middle of the infield, and Haggerty has a one-out double. So Haggerty hits one into the alley in left center field. The left fielder, Stone Garrett, fielded it on a hop, but he just turned and threw it in the general direction of the pitcher's mound, I guess, and Haggerty ends up with a double. So he's in scoring position, and here's Marcus Wilson, who hit one out last night. Was 1-for-4 with a homer. And Wilson looks out towards Jameson, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wilson hitting 205 with 5 homers, 15 runs batted in. Now the 0-1 is coming. And this is a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Wilson. And the next pitch from Jameson is a swing and a miss, strike three. Just threw a fastball past him at 97. And down goes Wilson for the second out here at the bottom of the first inning. First strikeout for Dre Jameson. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Jameson began the year at AA Amarillo and was promoted after just 4 starts, in which he had a 2.41 ERA and a 23-4 strikeout to walk ratio in 18 and two-thirds innings. Here's his pitch to Zach Green, and it's up high for a ball. 98, a new high for Jameson. Green's hitting 273 with 8 homers, has homered in 4 of his last 5 games. Now the 1-0. And this is a swing and a foul out of play. 1-1. Green also has a 6-game hitting streak, and he has hit safely in 14 of his last 15. He's been very consistent at the plate for the Red Ears, and in these last few days, really hot with the homers. 1-1 pitch. Inside, and it got him. Ouch. 96 to the left elbow, and Green is in some pain. That hurt. And Green doesn't wear the protective guard on his arms. And the Red Ears trainer, Michael Feliciano, is going to jog out there and check on Green. And that hit him twice. It hit him in the elbow and then ricocheted and got him on the hip. So Zach Green hit by the pitch. And there are two on for Mejia, but first they got to make sure that Green's okay. And they continue to check on his left arm as the trainer wants to make sure he's okay. So Green's going to run for himself. Stay in the game for now. We'll see if he's able to take his position of first base or bat again the next time he comes around in the lineup. Right here's a little short today because of the player moves. They lost guys, and the players coming down from the big leagues have not arrived yet. The Mariners waited until everyone was in New York City before deciding what their moves were going to be. Here's Mejia, and the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Mejia's hitting 252 with 3 homers and 14 runs batted in. Had a nice game yesterday with 2 hits, including a 2-run home run. Switch hitter bats left. 1-0 pitch to Mejia is up and away for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Now Jameson is set. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Jameson just consistently hitting 97 on the gun with his fastball. Now the 2-1 is on its way, and it is up high. Three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1, and it is a swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2 to Mejia. Rainiers have Haggerty at second and Green at first with two down. It's a full count to Eric Mejia. The runners will be off with the pitch. Jameson is ready. Here's his 3-2, and it is up and away, ball four, and Mejia draws the walk, and the Rainiers have loaded them up. Haggerty takes third, Green takes second, Mejia down to first. The bases are loaded for Miguel Perez, who joined the team yesterday from extended spring training. He's been in one game this season, and it was with the Red Ears on April 9th when Tecoma was short at the beginning of the year. He went 0-2 that day. And of course, his first at bat today. He's up with the bases loaded and two outs. Perez, 6'2", 170-pound right-hand hitter, 21 years old. Bases full with two outs. Jameson's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Perez. Windmills the bat a bit. And the 1-0 pitch is poured in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Last year, Perez played in the Arizona Rookie League for the most part. 46 games there, short season. Hit 187, but had a little pop with extra base hits. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Perez is a swing and a miss, strike three. The Red Ears leave them loaded here at the bottom of the first inning. So Jameson gets the strikeout, and Tecoma does not score in the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tecoma and Reno are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the second inning, no score, and the first pitch from Connor Wade to Reno's Stone Garrett is hit in the air to Marcus Wilson in right field, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the second inning. Garrett flies out to right field. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis, the number five man of the Reno lineup, hitting .227 with a couple of homers and 11 runs batted in. And the pitch from Wade is in there for a strike. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. Now the 1-1. Little inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 from Wade is popped up foul, and the count's even, 2-2. So an even count to Drew Ellis. Here's the pitch. And it is inside, ball three. So full count now. Three balls, two strikes. On deck, Dominic Canzone. Here's the payoff. And it is outside, ball four. A one-out walk to Drew Ellis. He heads down to first base. And now Canzone will be the batter. Canzone's a left-hand hitter, hitting .211 in 14 games since coming up from Double-A Amarillo. He's hit one homer. And he settles into the batter's box now. Good news from New York. The Mariners win the opening game of their tough road trip. They beat Max Scherzer and the Mets today, 2-1. Here's one outside. Well, they didn't actually stick Scherzer with the loss. He was out of the game when the Mariners scored the go-ahead run. 1-0 pitch, grounded right side, diving stop by Green, throws to the shortstop for one, back to first, not in time, but a very nice play by Green at first base to get one out on that grounder to the right side. This ball was pulled on the ground sharply, and Green, who was holding the runner on, made a diving stop and fired to the shortstop, Haggerty. Canzone runs pretty well, though, and they couldn't double him up. So two down. Canzone's at first. He's a threat to try to steal. And Grayson Griner, now the batter. Normally a catcher, Griner is the designated hitter today. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Yeah, Marco Gonzalez matched Scherzer inning for inning. And it was 1-1 after seven. And the Mets went to the bullpen, and the Mariners scored a run in the eighth. Here's a foul out of play. After a couple of walks, Ty France had a hit to drive in the winning run. Oh, 2 the count to Griner. And the pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle and into left center field. That's a base hit. Rounding second is Canzone. He's going to third. The throw is cut off. And Reno has runners at the quarters with two outs. So Griner has the first aces hit of the game. And Reno has runners at first and third with two down. And Dominic Maroglio is the batter. Maroglio has not appeared in this series until now. He's hitting .244 in 14 games. And the pitch to him is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. He's one of three catchers on the Reno roster, so playing time has to be split up. Here's the 0-1, and it's swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now Wade's 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded towards third. It is a foul ball just to the left of the bag. And Maroglio cracked his bat with that swing. So he was running out the grounder, which went foul, and he just peeled off to the right, went to the dugout where one of his teammates handed him a bat. The bat boy picked up the broken one, and Maroglio now prepping his new bat and walking back towards the batter's box. No score, top of the second. Runners at first and third with two outs. One ball, two strikes, the count to Dominic Maroglio. Wade is set. And here we go. The pitch is swung on and popped up, foul, third base side, but this is in the seats out of play. And it is still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. And Wade is set, and the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Still one ball, two strikes. Wade is ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded towards third, and Mejia gobbles it up, sets himself, throws across the diamond to first in time for the out. The inning is over. Connor Wade works a scoreless top of the second. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Tacoma and Reno. Here's Joe Odom leading things off. And And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 swung on and fouled out of play. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 is swung on, fouled away. Odom hitting .222 with five homers. Back behind the plate at catcher tonight. Played first base yesterday. Here's the 0-2 on its way, and this is inside. One ball, two strikes. Jameson working with catcher Dominic Maroglio. Here's the 1-2, and it is a breaking ball lined into right field directly to Canzone, who barely moves and has it just come right to him, and he gloves it for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. So Odom lines out to right, and now Cesar Isturiz Jr. will be the batter. Isturiz is a switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed here against Jameson. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 to Isturiz, who did get a hit yesterday in his first game back with the club. He lines one now the other way and into left field, and that's a base hit for Isturiz. He takes the turn at first and holds there as the left fielder Garrett gets the ball back into the infield. Cesar Isturiz Jr. with a single the other way, and the Rainiers have their second hit of the night. Now Billy Hamilton is the batter. Isturiz is 3-for-8 with the Rainiers this year. Here's the pitch to Hamilton, and it's low and away for a ball. Isturiz tried to steal twice last night. He made it once. He has a pretty healthy lead over there at first, being held on by Ellis. Jameson is set, and a turn and a throw to first, and Isturiz dives back in safely. Rainier stole five bases yesterday in the victory, although most of their runs came on homers. Now the 1-0 is inside, and it brushes back Billy Hamilton. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is on its way, and it is up and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. On deck is Forrest Wall. Hamilton may be taking here. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Now the 3-1 is coming. Runner takes off. Pitch is grounded up the middle, fielded by the second baseman. And Hager throws out Hamilton at first, but Isturiz is in scoring position at second. Hager crossed in front of the second base bag from his position of second to the shortstop side to glove that ball, and he made the throw to first to get Hamilton. Isturiz sliding into the bag behind him. So runner at second with two down for Forrest Wall. And the pitch is up and away. There's ball one. Rainier's looking for a two-out hit here. Next pitch swung on and fouled out of play. Yeah, the 1-1 swung on and fouled back. 1-2 the count. No score, bottom of the second, as Turris leads from second base. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Wall hanging in there, fouling off pitches. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. Wall has struck out, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for Jameson. The Red Ears threatening the second. They do not score. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this Friday night. And Connor Wade's first pitch to Jake Hager runs inside for a ball, 1-0. Hager batting in the number 9 spot for Reno, hitting .242 with a homer and 10 runs batted in. And he hits one up the middle and through into center field. That's a base hit for Hager to lead off the third. Second hit of the night for the Aces, Jake Hager with a single up the middle. Leadoff man is aboard, and now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Hager can run a little bit. He has 2 steals this year, so the Rainiers will be paying a little attention to him. Now the pitch to Hernandez misses for a ball, 1-0. 2 more games left here this weekend. We've got the 5:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow, and then the day game at 1:35 on Sunday. Now the 1-0 is grounded towards short. Backhand picked by Haggerty. Off-balance throw to first in the dirt. Picked by Green for the putout. And there's the first out of the inning. Hager moves into scoring position at second base. Ball was bounced to the backhand side of Sam Haggerty, who got rid of that ball quickly and got it over to first, and Green made the pick. So a runner at second with 1 out, and now Brett Kennedy is the hitter. And the pitch is inside, ball 1. Kennedy grounded out to shortstop earlier. Yeah, the 1-0 is on its way. And this is inside for a ball. 2-2. So Wade behind in the count here. Now the 2-0 is inside, ball three. Well, first base is open, but you don't want to put more guys on base with McCarthy on deck. Now the pitch is up and in, ball four, a four-pitch walk. So Kennedy is on at first, and Hager at second with one out. Well, McCarthy grounded out to the left side his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Wade is set. And his pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0. Little trip to the mound. All right, here's the catcher having a word with Connor Wade. Now the pitch swung on and hit to the right side. Another diving stop by Green. He goes to the shortstop for the out there. That's all they'll get as Haggerty dropped the ball trying to take it out of his glove as he was considering making a throw to first. Right here's get the one out at second base. Buddy Kennedy forced out. And Zach Green has had two diving stops at first base. And in each case, he had to then make the throw to the shortstop covering at second base. So runners at the quarters and two down. And here's Stone Garrett, and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up foul and out of play. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there. Strike two. Here comes the 0-2 from Wade to Garrett, and it's a swing and a little looper out into center, and that's a base hit. It's scoring from third is Hager. Going all the way to third base is McCarthy. It's an RBI single for Stone Garrett, and there's the first run of the game. Reno takes a 1-0 lead. Garrett got a breaking ball here from Wade and just kind of took a half swing and guided it out into center field for a base hit. Garrett with his team-leading 26th run batted into the season, and he gets it with a two-out hit. And now Drew Ellis is the hitter. And the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Runner from first takes off, pitches inside, throw to second is into center field, and scoring from third is McCarthy, and stealing second is Garrett. And it is 2-0. An error will be charged to Joe Odom as Garrett steals second, and then the throwing error allows the run to score. So 2-0 Reno. And it's a one ball, one strike count to Drew Ellis. And this next pitch is swung on and driven towards left. Going back is Hamilton, and he reaches up, but it's over his head and goes to the fence. Garrett will score. Coming to second with a stand-up double is Drew Ellis. And it is 3-0 Reno. They're scoring runs with two outs. Drew Ellis driving a liner to deep left. His seventh double of the year and 12th run batted in. Now Dominic Canzone is the batter. And the Rainiers pitching coach Alone Leishman is walking out to the mound, and Tacoma is beginning some activity at the bullpen. On the mound continuing, and the plate umpire is going to break it up. Calzone was robbed by Zach Green at first, his first time up. He's 0-for-1, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball. Next pitch is pulled to the right side, and that's through into right field, a base hit. Coming around third is Ellis. He will score. Digging for second is Canzone, and he is thrown out at second base by Marcus Wilson for the final out of the inning. But another run scores. Three consecutive two-out hits result in four runs for Reno. Canzone thrown out at second base to end the inning. But four runs are in on four hits. There was a Tacoma error and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is 4-0 Reno. Big two-out rally for the Aces at the top of the third. Here's Sam Haggerty leading off the bottom of the third, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty doubled in the first inning. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 now. Yeah, the 1-1. is down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Jamison fires, and this is inside, ball three. Now, next pitch, inside, ball four, leadoff walk. Haggerty reaches for his second time today. And there's the second walk issued by Dre Jamison. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Nice to see you. Excellent crowd here at Cheney Stadium on this Friday night. Now the right-hander throws to first, and back in safely is Haggerty. Got a lot of baseball to be played this season with the extended season, now 150 games, 75 here at home at Cheney Stadium. And the season extended out through the end of September. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Plenty of opportunities to catch Tacoma Rainiers baseball this summer. Now this pitch is right down the middle, called strike three, and Wilson goes down looking, and that is the first out of the inning. 97 miles per hour, right over the heart of the plate. Strikeout number four for Dre Jamison. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Haggerty. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 swung on and lined towards right, but directly at Canzone, who gloves it, and Haggerty has to hold at first base. That is two line drives that right-handed hitters have hit directly at Dominic Canzone, the Reno right fielder. Joe Odom did it last inning, and now Zach Green here in the third. So Eric Mejia is now the batter. Rainiers have not been running on Jamison. Maybe Haggerty will take a shot here. Rainiers still lead all of AAA baseball in stolen bases and had five bags yesterday, including two by Haggerty, who's up to 11 now. Jamison is set, and the pitch is a fastball up and in, ball one. Mejia walked his first time up. Veteran infielder. Now this one is down and in for a ball, 2-0. Now this one misses for a ball. Three and 0 to Mejia. Runner goes, and the pitch is up high, ball four. And Haggerty is awarded second base as Mejia draws the walk. Second walk of the inning, and second one drawn by Mejia. who is second on the team in walking this year. That's his 16th walk. Steven Souza, the now departed Steven Souza, the Rainiers team leader in walks. Souza got called up by the Mariners today and was in the starting lineup against the Mets. Smoked a ball against Max Scherzer, but hit it right to the third baseman for a double play. That was the one at bat he had that I saw. Here's the pitch to Miguel Perez. Two on, two out, and the pitch is a swing and a miss and a back pick down to first base, but back in there is Mejia. He's seen that trick before. The catcher receiving the pitch with runners at first and second, and then firing down to first base, trying to catch the guy taking a nap over there. Next pitch to Perez is swung on and hit well to left field. This is deep. It is back and it is gone. Miguel Perez with his first AAA home run, a three-run blast to left field. And suddenly it's 4-3. What a lift for the Rainiers. The kid just joined the team from extended spring training and he launches a three-run homer to left field. No wonder he's hitting sixth. So Perez touches them all. The three-run shot. I seriously was wondering earlier. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Joe Odom now before the game. Why is a kid from extended spring training batting sixth? Now we know. I take it back. There's a pitch inside to Joe Odom. Or no, called a strike. 0-2 the count. Miguel Perez. Three-run bomb. And now Odom fouls one away. And the count remains 0-2. Second time this year the Rainiers have gotten a home run from a kid from extended spring training. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third. That's fielded by Kennedy, who throws to first and gets Odom, and that's the final out of the inning. Earlier this year, the Rainiers were on the road in Albuquerque, and a player named Arturo Guerrero showed up from extended spring training and launched a home run. Today, it's Miguel Perez with a three-run shot. We go to the fourth inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Rainiers back in the game after the Miguel Perez three-run homer. Now Grayson Griner will lead things off in the fourth. And the pitch from Connor Wade is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. There were two outs in the third when Reno strung together three straight two-out hits and scored four runs in the inning. Next pitch outside, 2-0 now to Griner. And pitches outside, ball three. Correction, 2-1 the count. And now here's one in there for a called strike. So two balls, two strikes the count. And the pitch to Griner is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And down goes Griner. And Connor Wade has his first strikeout of the game. One away. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Maroglio grounded out to third. His first time up, he's 0-1. And the pitch is for a strike. Next pitch rolled towards the mound, slowed down by Wade. He goes behind the hill, picks it up, and throws to first, and gets Maroglio for the second out of the inning. Nicely done by Wade to stay with this play. Ball hit back up the middle, and it was deflected off his glove, rolled behind him, but he never gave up on it, and he ran back there, picked it up, and still got Maroglio by a step at first base. So two down, and here's Hager, and the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0. Now here's one in for a strike. One pitch from Wade, who's pitching in a good rhythm now, and it's down low for a ball, 2-1. Now the next pitch is waved at and missed. Now the 2-2 just barely misses by a smidge, and that is ball three. Three-two is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 on its way, and it is fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. Now this one is waved at and missed. There's strike three, and Hager goes down swinging, and it's a three up, three down, top of the fourth for Connor Wade. He records a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Reno 4, Tecoma 3.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story.
Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Reno 4, Tecumseh 3. Cesar Esturiz Jr., Billy Hamilton, and Forrest Wall to bat this inning against Trey Jameson. And the pitch to Esturiz is a breaking ball up and in. There's ball one. All the scoring came in the third. Reno 4 in the top of the inning. Tecumseh 3 in the bottom of the inning. Here's the 1-0 to Esturiz, and it's bounced to the left side and it's gloved by Buddy Kennedy at third, and he throws out Esturiz. And one man is gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Esturiz bounces out. And Hamilton will now be the batter. Hamilton grounded out earlier, 0 for 1. And he takes a breaking ball up and in and has to scramble out of the batter's box to avoid being plunked. Now the next pitch, outside and low for a ball, 2 and down. There's action in the Aces bullpen. They have a left-hander warming up. I think that's Mac Lemieux. 2-0 pitch, swung on and bounced foul. 2-1 now. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league in last night's action. Las Vegas beat Salt Lake 7-6 yesterday. They got a grand slam in the second inning from the number 9 hitter in their lineup, Dalton Kelly. Now the pitch to Hamilton is fouled away, 2-2. Salt Lake's Dylan Thomas, the former Rainier, was 4-for-5 with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in for the Bees yesterday. He's tearing it up right now for Salt Lake, hitting .324 with 5 homers, 28 runs batted in. Hamilton lifts one in the air to right field, and there to make the catch is Canzone. And two men are gone at the bottom of the fourth. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. El Paso took down Sacramento yesterday 11-4 in El Paso. C.J. Abrams was 3-for-5 with a homer and 3 runs batted in for El Paso. Nomar Mazara had 3 hits. El Paso rolling to a big win as Wall tried to bunt his way aboard but takes the pitch up high, 1-0. Sugarland beat Albuquerque 5-2 last night behind the pitching of Brett Canine. Pitched into the sixth, giving up one run. So now the 1-0 is down low. And Sugarland's hitting star was J.J. Matijevic, who had 2 hits with a homer and drove in 3 of their 5 runs. Now the 2-0 is fouled on the third base side, and that's out of play. 2-1. Now the 2-1. Inside, ball 3. And then one other game yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 19-0. And we need to discuss that one for a moment. Here's the 3-1 to Wall, and it is high, ball 4. A 2-out walk. Wall heads down to first base. That's the 4th walk issued by Dre Jameson. Wall might try to steal here. Haggerty at the plate. So, yeah, all of your favorite Oklahoma City Dodgers hit home runs last night, assuming you have any, because they had 6 home runs hit by 6 different players. Well, here's a visit to the mound from Gil Velazquez, the manager of the Aces, and he's going to take the ball from Jameson and go to the bullpen. So that's it for Dre Jameson today, 3 2/3 innings. They're going to bring in a fresh arm to face Haggerty. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score, Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs and a runner at first base. The Red Ears trail Reno 4-3. Sam Haggerty settling into the batter's box. New pitcher for Reno, left-hander Mac Lemieux. I guess the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. Mac Lemieux ready, and the lefty's first pitch to Haggerty is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Lemieux, 25-year-old southpaw, hasn't pitched in 6 days when he got an inning and a third scoreless in against Round Rock. His next pitch is down low for a ball. Lemieux is in his 11th appearance. 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA and 10 1/3 innings. Has struck out 7 and walked 4. Diamondbacks' sixth-round draft pick in 2016 at a Palm Beach State College. 2-0 pitch fouled out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 to Haggerty. And a toss to first base, and back in standing up is Wall. Now the 2-1. Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second base is not in time. Forrest Wall steals second base for his team-leading 13th steal of the year. He's second in the league in that category, and he's in scoring position now, representing the tying run with 2 down. And it's an even count on Haggerty, 2-2. Now the pitch from Lemieux, and it is a curveball bounced foul. Still 2-2. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit here to even the score. Here comes the 2-2. And it is up high. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Marcus Wilson. Lemieux with his payoff, and the pitch is down low, ball 4. And Haggerty draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Two on for Wilson. The Reno starter, Jameson, went 3 2/3. He allowed 3 hits, 3 runs all earned. He's responsible for Forrest Wall at second base. And Jameson walked 4 and struck out 4. Also hit a batter with a pitch. Wilson struck out twice against Jameson, so he welcomes a new pitcher, and it's a lefty to boot. And the pitch to Wilson is inside for a ball, 1-0. A little light rain, very light rain falling here at Cheney. Now the 1-0 to Wilson is coming. And the pitch is in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes. So Wilson with the count in his favor. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 2-1. Now Lemieux with the 2-1. And it is a fastball, low ball 3. Well, a walk would load him up, and the Rainiers have a hot hitter on deck in Zach Green. 3 balls, 1 strike to Wilson, who does have the green light here for sure. He's waving the bat back and forth. Wall leads from second, Haggerty from first. And here's the 3-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and fouled away. Lemieux threw a changeup there, and Wilson got a piece of it and fouled it off. So we'll do it again, full count now. The runners will be off with the pitch with 2 outs. There they go, and the pitch to Wilson is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners go back to their bases. Wilson resets in the batter's box. And the runners take off again, and the 3-2 again is swung on and hit high and deep to left field, and back this goes, and it is gone, a 3-run home run over the R-yard deck. Marcus Wilson has homered in back-to-back games for the Rainiers, who have hit 2 3-run home runs tonight and have taken the lead 6-4. Miguel Perez hit a 3-run homer last inning, and Marcus Wilson launches this inning. There is a souvenir in the parking lot. Marcus Wilson with his 6th home run of the year. They're really taking advantage of the free base runners tonight. As here's one that misses, or no, goes over for a strike to Green. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Each of the last 2 innings, the Rainiers have drawn 2 walks and then hit a 3-run homer. 5 Rainiers batters have walked in this game. 4 have scored. Swing and a miss now by Green, and the count goes to 1-2. Rainiers with their first lead of the night. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch is coming to Green, and it is a swing and a grounder to the shortstop. Yanni Hernandez fields it and throws out Green at first, and that ends the inning. But the Red Ears put together a 2-out rally. It scored 3 runs with just 1 hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tecoma 6, Reno 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the fifth inning, and the Red Ears with the lead, 6-4 over the Reno Aces. New pitcher comes in to work for the Red Ears. Riley O'Brien is in from the bullpen on in relief of Connor Wade. Wade went 4 innings, allowed 5 hits and 4 runs all earned. He walked 2 and struck out 2. So Hernandez stands in, and the pitch from O'Brien is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Riley O'Brien has thrown very well for the Red Ears in his 6 outings. Has allowed 2 runs, both unearned, in 6 2/3 innings. So he's got a 0 ERA still, and the next pitch is fouled off by Hernandez, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Riley O'Brien takes care of Hernandez on 3 pitches. One away in the top of the fifth inning. Nice breaking ball there from O'Brien. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 from O'Brien in there for a called strike. O'Brien, part of the wave of Seattle and Seattle area natives that the Mariners have brought in this year. They added another one today, if you didn't hear. Sears went outside for a ball. They brought in Adrian Sampson on a waiver claim. He's going to join the Rainiers. Sampson has big league time with several teams. Sears is swinging a fly to right. It's pretty deep. Back is Wilson at the track. He makes the catch on the warning track, hauling it in for the second out in the top of the fifth inning. So Buddy Kennedy flies out to deep right. And now Joe McCarthy will be the bat. Sampson has been in the majors with, well, the Mariners for 1 game in 2016, his big league debut, but has also pitched in the big leagues with the Texas Rangers and Chicago Cubs. Sears one down low to McCarthy. And Sampson is from Sammamish. One 0 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count to McCarthy. Rain's coming down a little harder now. 2-0 pitch is down and in, ball three. Well, one more out. It's an official game. It's something to keep in mind. Pitch poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch is inside, ball four, and McCarthy heads down to first base with a two-out walk. So he's on, and now Stone Garrett comes to the plate, and the Aces have the tying run at the plate. Reno led 4-0, and then Miguel Perez, in his second AAA game, hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the third, and then Marcus Wilson did the same thing in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a called strike to Garrett. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is down low. Throw to second and not in time. Stealing second base is Joe McCarthy. He has his fifth steal of the year. And he's now in scoring position with two outs. And the count's even, 1-1 on Stone Garrett. Now the runner goes to third, and the pitch is over for a strike, and no throw to third. McCarthy had a huge jump, so he steals second and third back-to-back and now has six stolen bases on the year. 1-2 the count to Garrett, who settles back into the batter's box. We'll see if O'Brien can just put him away here and make these stolen bases a moot point. The pitch is swung on and tapped foul. Still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2. O'Brien ready. Here's his next pitch on its way. And it's swung on and pulled to third, and it's gloved by Mejia, and he fires to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. A scoreless top of the fifth inning delivered by Riley O'Brien. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, it's Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you. Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Tacoma. The Red Deers leading Reno 6-4. And a new pitcher enters the ballgame for Reno. It is right-hander Humberto Mejia. And he comes in the game just in time to face the Red Deers' Eric Mejia. It's a Mejia versus Mejia battle. And the first pitch to Eric Mejia is down and in for a ball, 1-0. No relation. The Red Deers' Eric Mejia is from the Dominican Republic, and Humberto is from Panama. Here's one inside, and the count goes to 2-0 on Eric Mejia. Humberto has been in six games this year, 0-1. He's allowed 12 runs in 10 innings. Mejia fouls off for the next pitch, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Eric Mejia, and the next pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Calling for it is the second baseman, and that's Hager, and he makes the catch, and Mejia is out, one away in the bottom of the fifth. So here comes Miguel Perez, he of the stunning three-run home run in the third inning. Got the Red Deers right back into the game with two on and two out, down 4-0, and he launched one off Dre Jameson for his first Triple-A home run. He had never played before above Class A before, and this is his second Triple-A game. Comes in from extended spring training. Takes one outside for a ball, 1-0. Had a handful of games with Everett last year, but mostly played in the Arizona Rookie League. He takes one low and away now, 2-0. Two-oh pitch to Perez is swung on, and this is popped up on the infield. Everyone's calling for it behind the mound. The shortstop takes over, and Hernandez makes the catch, and two men are gone. Now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom is 0 for 2 today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts 0-1. Next pitch is fouled off. 0-2 the count. Now here's a swing and a hot shot up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Joe Odom, and he's into the hit column. 1-for-3 tonight. Two out single for the Red Deers catcher. And now Cesar Izturis will be the batter. Izturis is 1-for-2 with a single, and he swings and fouls one into the seats near the broadcast booth. Strike one. Next pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1, and it is hit in the air towards center. In a few steps is McCarthy, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Red Deers do not score in the fifth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tecoma 6, Reno 4.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth inning of play. It is Tecoma 6, Reno 4. And the Red Ears with Riley O'Brien on the mound. He pitched a scoreless fifth inning in his first inning of work, and he stays in there to face the Aces here at the top of the sixth. The Drew Ellis leading off. He has reached twice tonight, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ellis walked his first time up in the second inning and then hit an RBI double in the third, part of the Aces' four-run rally. And the next pitch is down low for a ball. Playing in a light rain here at Cheney Stadium at the moment. Fourth game of this series. Tomorrow's game is at 5:05, and then we have the day game at 1:35 on Sunday to wrap it up. Here's a liner to right, but Marcus Wilson is out there, and he makes the catch, and one man is gone at the top of the sixth. Ellis lines out to the Red Ears right fielder. And now Dominic Canzone will be the bat. Red Ears have their winningest pitcher on the mound tomorrow, Daniel Ponce de Leon, who has won three games this year to lead the club, 3-1. 4.5 ERA. He'll be on the hill tomorrow evening at 5:05. So now the pitch to Canzone is low. And Reno is starting the veteran Dan Straley. He's been in the big leagues quite a bit and also is pitching overseas recently. 1-0 pitch is looped out into right center, and that's going to be a base hit. Canzone has his second hit of the game, a clean single, and he's on with one out in the sixth. First hit for Reno since the third inning. So they get a man on, and now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Griner's 1-for-2 with a single so far tonight. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, fouled back. 0-2 the count. O'Brien out ahead. Here comes the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball called strike three, and down goes Griner looking, and that is the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for O'Brien. Nice pitch there. Threw a curve and froze Griner, and now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Maroleo is grounded out in the infield twice. He's 0 for 2. Turner to throw to first by O'Brien, and Canone's back in. Canzone. Now the pitch is up and in for a ball. Now the 1-0 is low and away for a ball, 2-0. So the 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Riley O'Brien from Shoreline. And this one's up high for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Maroleo. The runner goes, pitch is swung on, hit well to left field. Back is Hamilton, and looking up, but it is gone. We are tied. A two-run home run for Dominic Maroleo, and it is 6-6. Second home run of the year for Maroleo. This one just did clear the top of the left field fence. And we are all even now. Billy Hamilton went back on that ball, and he was ready to play the bounce. And it just did clear the top. So we're all even now, and here's a pitch for a called strike to Hager. 0-1 the count. First earned runs allowed by Riley O'Brien in a Rainier's uniform. Next pitch to Hager, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Count goes to 0-2. The computer says that home run went 357 feet to left field. Is that enough for a home run? Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hager, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for O'Brien, but Reno ties it up. Two runs on two hits. Or no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tacoma 6, Reno 6.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 6. And the Aces bring in their fourth pitcher of the game, left-hander Caleb Berriger, who is on to face Billy Hamilton, Forrest Wall, and Sam Haggerty. Previous pitcher Humberto Mejia worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit. So Hamilton stands in. He's 0-2, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Berriger, 28-year-old lefty, former San Francisco Giant in the big leagues in both 2020 and last year. He was really successful in the majors last year. Sears one inside to Hamilton. Posted a 1.57 ERA in 25 games for San Francisco last year. 1-1 pitch, fouled back. And despite that, the Giants DFA'd him during spring training this year, and the Arizona Diamondbacks claimed him, and thus he's now pitching for their AAA club, Reno. One-two pitch to Hamilton is fouled off on the first base side, still 1-2. Berriger spent half of last season with Sacramento and half with San Francisco. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Hamilton, and it's swung on and fouled away. This year, Berriger's in his 10th appearance for Reno. He's 1-0 with a 5 ERA and 9 innings of work, has allowed 5 earned runs. Has 11 strikeouts and only one walk. One, two to Hamilton. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung out and fouled back. Still 2-2. 6-6 tie ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now the 2-2 inside. Full count 3-2. Berriger ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. Now Hamilton swings and hits one in the air to left field, and lining it up is Garrett, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out of the inning. Oh, Hamilton saw some pitches, but he flies out to left field. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Last night, the Red Ears won 5-2, and they scored 4 of the 5 runs on homers. Sears won high to Wall. And tonight, the Red Ears have 6 runs, and they've scored all their runs on homers. So 10 of the 11 runs here the last 2 days have been a result of home runs. Now here's a liner to right field, but this is playable and caught by Canzone. And that's the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Wall stung that pitch, but he lines out to right. 2 down. So here's Sam Haggerty. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now this one is a check swing foul tip. 0-2 the count to Haggerty. Here comes the 0-2. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes to Sam Haggerty. Marcus Wilson is in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. Berger ready again, and the umpire says pitch clock violation, so an automatic ball has been charged, and it is one ball, two strikes to Haggerty. Berger didn't throw in time. Now the 1-2 pitch is high, two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Well, it was 0-2, and Haggerty has worked it full. And the payoff. Outside, ball four. Haggerty draws his third walk of the night. And he heads down to first base. He had walked six times all season coming into play tonight, and he's increased his total by 50%. So here's Marcus Wilson, who launched a three-run homer his last time up in the fourth inning against the left-hand reliever, Mac Lemieux. Now he's facing another lefty in Berger, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now a toss to first, and back in is Haggerty. Now the 0-1 swung on and hit high in the air to right field, but it's in the ballpark. Canzone is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Wilson flies to right, and that does it for Tacoma. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the seventh inning. All is even here at Cheney Stadium. Reno 6, Tacoma 6.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 6. Right here's go to the bullpen, bring in Patrick Weigel to pitch the top of the seventh inning. He'll face Yanni Hernandez to lead things off, followed by Buddy Kennedy and then Joe McCarthy. Hernandez is in the batter's box now, and Weigel is set. And Weigel is ready. Here's his pitch. And it is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. That is strike one. Weigel is in his team-leading 12th appearance. Pardon me, 13th appearance. And he is 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA in 15 innings of work. 15 strikeouts, 11 walks. Here's the 0-1 to Hernandez, and it is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and popped up towards the shortstop, Haggerty. And Haggerty makes the catch. One man is out in the top of the seventh inning. So Weigel takes care of the first batter he faces. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Weigel last pitched on Wednesday. Worked a scoreless inning in that one. That game, Reno won 7-6 when they scored five runs in the second inning and held the lead till the bitter end, although the Rainiers really threatened in that one. Sears went in for a strike to Kennedy. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is popped up in the air towards the second baseman is Turris Jr. in shallow right field, and he makes the catch. Two down on pop-ups. And now Joe McCarthy will be the batter. McCarthy's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Weigel is set. And here's his pitch. And it is swung on and a little roller on the first base side. That's picked up by Green, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out. And that, folks, was a quick inning. Three up, three down. Patrick Weigel threw only six or seven pitches, I believe, that inning while retiring the side. We go to the seventh inning stretch here at Tacoma with the score. Tacoma 6, Reno 6.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco Cybersecurity Firm secured a contract. And that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. All tied up, 6-6. New pitcher into the ballgame for Reno. It is right-hander Jacob Webb in his fifth appearance since joining the Diamondbacks organization from the Atlanta Braves. His first pitch to Zach Greene is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Greene, Mejia, and Miguel Perez do up this inning for the Red Ears. Greene 0-for-2 today. Next pitch is swung on and popped up towards shallow right. Back goes Hager in his can zone, and the right fielder can zone makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Webb is on in relief of Caleb Berriger, who went a scoreless inning with a walk. Webb has big league time with the Atlanta Braves in each of the last three seasons. And claimed off waivers by the Diamondbacks less than a month ago. Here's the pitch to Mejia, and it is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is lined into right, coming on Canzone, reaching out. He makes the catch, and that's the second out. Couple of fly balls to right field, and two quick outs in the bottom of the seventh. And here's Miguel Perez, who is 1-for-3 with a three-run homer. Attendance tonight, 7,037, largest crowd of the season so far. There's the pitch to Perez, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Light rain still falling here as Webb's next pitch is poured in there for a strike. And the count goes to 0-2. And now a pitch clock violation called on Perez with two strikes on him. So that is strike three. And he is called out. Wow. So that goes as a strike three looking, and that finishes off the bottom of the seventh inning. Red Ears go in order. We head to the eighth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tecoma 6, Reno 6.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the eighth inning. Tacoma 6, Reno 6 is our score. And the Red Ears with Patrick Weigel going out there for a second inning of work now after he had a very easy 3-up, 3-down, 7. Here in the eighth, he'll face Stone Garrett, Drew Ellis, and Dominic Canzone. Rainiers have used just three pitchers today. Connor Wade started, went the first four innings. And then Riley O'Brien went two innings. And then Weigel's been in there for one inning so far, and he's still in there now. Rainiers used five pitchers last night and seven the night before. Here's Garrett. He's one for three with the RBI single back in the second inning, and he bounces one foul. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. We'll take a quick look at our Mariner Farm report. Double-A Arkansas had a 10-inning loss yesterday in San Antonio, 2-1. That means they had a good pitching performance, at least. The next pitch is inside to Garrett. The double-A starter, Connor Jones, tossed seven shutout innings of two-hit ball for the Mariners affiliate. Struck out six, walked three. He's new to the organization this year, former Cardinals prospect. Here's a check swing foul by Garrett. And the foul tip got a piece of the Red Ears catcher, Joe Odom. And now, out of the dugout comes the manager, Gil Velazquez, to talk to the umpire, David Arrieta. Perhaps arguing that his batter was hit by this pitch and not a foul tip. Let's see the replay here. Oh, clearly hit the bat. Not sure what he's arguing about. And now the plate umpire is talking to Garrett for a moment. So we're ready for play to resume, I think. Weigel's ready. And now Garrett's in the batter's box. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is on its way, and that's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Also on the farm yesterday, Advanced Class A Everett lost at Tri-City 9-7. Victor Labrada had two hits and scored two runs, and Noelvi Marte had three runs batted in. He's one of the Mariners' top prospects, hitting .252 here through the first 6 weeks of the season. 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. To Stone Garrett. And Loe Modesto lost yesterday 10-7, but they got two hits and two runs batted in from one of the young outfield prospects named Jonathan Classe, a leadoff guy down at low A Modesto. 2-2 pitch, called strike three. Down goes Garrett, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Weigel has his first strikeout of this game. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis is 1-for-2 today with a double and a walk. He has driven in a run and scored a run. Here's the pitch from Weigel, and it is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. Tie game in the eighth. The Red Ears and the Aces. Yeah, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Weigel ahead. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and down goes Drew Ellis. Back-to-back strikeouts for Weigel to start the eighth inning. And now Canzone is the batter. He has two hits, an RBI, and a run scored tonight. And the umpire wants Weigel to move the rosin bag so it's directly behind the mound on the back slope. It was off to the side and presents the smallest possible obstacle when it's behind the mound directly. So here's one down low for a ball to Canzone. One 0 pitch. In there for a strike. In the bottom of the inning, the Rainiers have Odom, is Turris, and Hamilton due up. Next pitch inside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 is inside with a breaking ball, and the count moves to 3-1. Oh. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is a called strike three, and Weigel strikes out the side in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down, three strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Still tied up here in Tacoma. Red Ears 6, Aces 6.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Moving to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Tacoma, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces all even 6-6. And a new pitcher is in for Reno. It is right-hander Ryan Meisinger, who is making his first appearance of this series. And he's on in relief of Jacob Webb, who worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning, recording a strikeout while he was at it. Well, Joe Odom will lead things off against Meisinger. Meisinger's 1-1 with a 6.75 ERA in 10 appearances this year. Now here's the pitch to Joe Odom, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Rainiers would love to just get the leadoff man on here and try to move him around. Now the pitch is inside, ball 3, 3 balls, no strikes. And the 3-0 is swung on and hit in the air towards center field. And there's McCarthy squeezing it for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. So here's his Turris. As Turris is 1-for-3 with a single so far, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip. 1-1. Right here's their warming up right-hander Matt Cook in the pen. Now the 1-1 is swung on and bounced to third, dropping to a knee to field it is Kennedy, and he throws out his Turris at first base, and two men are gone in the eighth. Rainiers haven't had a hit since Joe Odom singled in the fifth. Billy Hamilton now the batter. Now Hamilton swings and lines one right to the shortstop. It's caught by Hernandez, and that does it for Tacoma at the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick inning on both sides. 3-up, 3-down. We head to the ninth. Still nothing settled here. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 6.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the ninth inning, all tied up, 6-6. And we head to the ninth with Matt Cook coming in to do the pitching. Cook will face Grayson Griner, Dominic Maroglio, and Jake Hager, the 7, 8, and 9 batters in the lineup. Patrick Weigel was great tonight. Two perfect innings of relief, retiring all six batters he faced. He struck out three of them. Very nice job by Weigel to get us to this point. And we'll see if Cook can continue it. He has worked four scoreless innings for the Rainiers this year, Cook has. And this is his fifth appearance with the club. He's already been in the big leagues for a good chunk of time. And his first pitch to Grayson Griner is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Cook facing one of his former teams. He played for Reno back years ago when he was a starting pitcher. Here's the 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count is now even, 1-1. Cook was with Reno, and so now his next pitch is lined softly to short and caught by Haggerty, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Griner lines to shortstop, and now Maroglio will be the bat. Cook was with Reno in 2016, 2017, and 2018, and 2019, actually. But in all four of those years, he was not there for the whole season, just part of the season, as he spent a lot of time in the big leagues with Arizona during those years. His pitch now to Maroglio is down low for a ball. Maroglio is the reason we're tied right now. He hit a two-run homer with two outs in the sixth inning to tie the game. Cook's next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Cook signed with the Mariners on a minor league contract in the offseason. He pitched last year in the International League for Columbus. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Prior to that, in 2020, that was the year, the COVID year, he went to Japan and pitched that year, his first year ever. Well, not ever, but that was his first year after his long stint in the Diamondback system. He throws a strike to Maroglio, 3-1 now. Pitch. Outside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk to Maroglio. First batter, Cook, has walked for the Rainiers. In fact, that's the first base runner that he has allowed with Tacoma. It is 4 1/3 innings. We've got a pinch runner at first base for Maroglio. Trying to see who it is. But Maroglio, not a quick runner, so they replaced him with the pinch runner at first. Oh, it's Duzenak at first base. So Camden Duzenak is the pinch runner. Now the pitch is low and away to Hager. Ball one. So Reno gets the go-ahead runner on with one out at the top of the ninth in this tie game. Duzenak Does have three steals this year in four attempts. The pitch is hit pretty well to right. Back is Wilson, still back, and he reaches up and makes the catch while gliding back towards the warning track. And there's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. Hager lines out to the Red Ears right fielder. And now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Marcus Wilson could really make it look easy in the outfield. Two down for Hernandez, who's 0 for 4 today. Switch hitter batting left. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. The Aces have some individual players with some long streaks that are on the line in the late innings here. Hernandez has reached base in 15 straight games, but not today. And McCarthy's 13-game hitting streak is on the ropes. Cook with the 0-1 pitch to Hernandez, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Odom came up with the ball, thought about throwing down to first base, but decided not to try to pick off Duzenac. Now time called. They're going to put a new baseball in play. Rainiers have the top of the order coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wall, Haggerty, and Wilson. There goes the runner. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. And the inning is over. There was threw down to second base, but there was no need to. Hernandez had struck out, and that did it here in the top of the ninth inning. Matt Cook tosses a scoreless top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Reno 6, Tacoma 6.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears tied up here 6-6 with Reno, and Forrest Wall is set to lead things off against the right-hander Ryan Meisinger. New catcher is Juan Gratterall, and the pitch to Wall is taken down and in, ball one. Gratterall batting in the eighth spot because they pinch ran for his predecessor, Dominic Maroglio, at the top of the inning. 1-0 pitch to Wall is swung on and hit foul down the left field line. And that's out of play down in the party decks. One ball, one strike to Forrest Wall. Red Ears have had just five hits in this game, but two of them have been three-run homers after a couple of men had walked. The next pitch to Wall is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, still 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip, still 1-2. Haggerty on deck, Wilson after him. This game's been tied since the sixth inning. Now the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch to the Red Ears speedster is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. All just trying to get on base here, get something started. Now the 2-2 is swung on and hit up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit and Forrest Wall is on. Not only do the Red Ears have the winning runner on base, it is a man with speed in Forrest Wall singling up the middle. And the Red Ears get the leadoff man on, and here's Haggerty. Lots of options for the Red Ears and manager Tim Fedorovich right now. He could try to just basically send Wall running to steal. Haggerty could bunt. Haggerty's really fast, too. He could beat out a bunt. The third baseman's drawn in. And the pitch from Meisinger is with a runner going inside. Throw down to second base is in time. They got him. The tag applied by Yanni Hernandez. And Wall is caught stealing. He went first move, and here comes Fedorovich out to argue with the umpire, Matt Brown. Wall caught stealing second base. The throw from Gratterall came in. Hernandez put the tag on him. Oh, I wish we had replay review here. Just saw it on MILB TV. It looked like Wall got his foot in there. But Fedorovich is done with his argument. And the call stands. Wall caught stealing. Didn't waste any time. Went right away and got thrown out. Well, 1-0 to Haggerty, who has reached base 4 times tonight. He's 1-for-1 with a double and 3 walks. Meisinger's pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. One out, bottom of the ninth, tie game. And the 2-0 pitch is low ball 3. So Haggerty has walked in his last 3 plate appearances, and it's 3-0 right now. Rainiers will take a walk. Haggerty has good speed, too. 3-0 pitch is down, low ball 4, and Meisinger muttering to himself on the mound as Haggerty heads down to first base. So Haggerty is on. And he might try to steal. We'll see. Marcus Wilson now the batter. He's 1-for-4 with a homer. On deck is Zach Green. Wilson can be a very patient hitter. Haggerty with his lead at first, and a turn and a throw over there. He dives back in safely. Haggerty is 11-for-12 stealing bases this year. Now the pitch is ball 1. So, 1-0 the count. Next pitch to Wilson. Misses ball 2, and he's out ahead of the count, and Meisinger has missed the strike zone with 6 consecutive pitches. Now Now the runner goes. The pitch is hit in the air towards right center field. It's deep. It is back, and it is gone, and the Raiders win. Marcus Wilson with the walk-off home run. And for the first time all year, the Raiders have won back-to-back games. Marcus Wilson with his second home run of the night, and he is greeted by a mob of teammates at home plate, and the Raiders beat the Reno Aces 8-6. Wow, what a finish. A towering fly to right center, and it had enough to carry out of here. Marcus Wilson goes deep, and the Raiders get the win. It was a fastball, and Wilson let it rip, and he lifted it out of here to right center. The Raiders win this ball game. They've won back-to-back games for the first time this year. Wilson's seventh home run of the season is the game winner. His sixth one of the season back in the fourth inning gave the Raiders the lead at that time. What a day for Marcus Wilson, who still has teammates congratulating him in the dugout as the Raiders win this one against Reno, 8-6, the final score. We'll recap tonight's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Raiders win this game with a walk-off home run from Marcus Wilson, and the fireworks just getting started here at Cheney Stadium as the Friday night fireworks show is about to begin momentarily. What a win for the Raiders tonight as they take the fourth game of the series, but they take back-to-back ball games for the first time this year. It's kind of hard to believe that it took this long for the Raiders to win two games in a row, but they have done it now as they beat Reno today. 8-6 was the final score. Reno scored first. Connor Wade started for the Raiders, got two scoreless innings under his belt, but in the third he allowed a single and a walk, but there were two outs. He had a chance to get out of it, but Reno then strung together three consecutive two-out hits that resulted in four runs crossing the plate. Included was an RBI single from Stone Garrett, a double that drove in a run from Drew Ellis, and a base hit that brought in a run from Dominic Canzone. So they scored four runs in the third. There was an error mixed in there that brought in another one, and Reno was up 4-0. We went to the bottom of the third. The Red Deers were facing hard-throwing Diamondbacks pitching prospect Dre Jameson. And Jameson looked impressive, but the Red Deers were able to get base runners against him early. Didn't score in the first two. In the third, Sam Haggerty walked to lead off the inning. And then with two outs, Eric Mejia walked for his second time. That brought to the plate today's designated hitter, Miguel Perez. Just joined the team yesterday from extended spring training. He's only ever played in one other AAA game in his life. Back in April, he helped out and started a game and went 0-2. Last year, he was playing in the Arizona Rookie League. And I guess the kid could hit a fastball down the middle because that's what he did. He launched a three-run homer to left field. And the Red Deers were suddenly back in it. A surprising and impressive blow off the bat of Miguel Perez, making it 4-3 in the bottom of the third. In the fourth, Riley O'Brien tossed a scoreless. Actually, it was still Wade. Wade tossed a scoreless top of the fourth. And in the bottom of the fourth, two outs, no one on. Forrest Wall drew a walk. And that was it for Dre Jameson. In from the bullpen came left-hander Mac Lemieux. And he walked Sam Haggerty, one of four walks drawn by Haggerty today. That brought Marcus Wilson to the plate with two on, and Wilson connected a three-run home run over the R-yard deck in left field, his sixth of the year, and the Rainiers were ahead 6-4. Then the Rainiers went to the bullpen. Riley O'Brien pitched a scoreless fifth. In the sixth, though, two outs and a runner at first base, the Aces catcher, Dominic Maroglio, pulled a two-run homer to left field, a real wall scraper. It barely got out of here, but it did, and that tied the game 6-6, his second home run of the year. But that was the last hit Reno got today. O'Brien finished up the sixth inning. Patrick Weigel came in, unsung hero, two perfect innings, three up, three down in the seventh, three up, three down, all strikeouts. He struck out the side in the eighth. Rainiers weren't doing anything on offense, though. We went to the ninth. It was still tied 6-6. In from the bullpen came Matt Cook. He pitched a scoreless top of the ninth inning. We went to the bottom of the ninth. Reno had Ryan Meisinger on the mound. He had set down the side in order in the eighth inning. Forrest Wall led off with a base hit to center field, and then he immediately tried to steal second base and was thrown out on a bang-bang play. And the Rainiers argued that he should have been safe. The replay made it look like maybe he was safe, but no replay review in AAA baseball. The umpire's call stands, and Wall was out. But Sam Haggerty proceeded to walk, and the Rainiers once again had the winning runner on at first base. Marcus Wilson at the plate. He got ahead in the count, and then he unloaded on a fastball, launching it out of here to right center field. Opposite field for Wilson, his second home run of the game, and this was the walk-off shot. The Red Deers win 8-6. Marcus Wilson hitting third in the lineup today. First time this year he's batted in that position in the order, and he hit two home runs and drove in five runs and had the walk-off in the bottom of the ninth inning. What a day for Marcus Wilson. It is the third two-home run game by a Rainier this year. Both Kevin Padlow and Zach Green did it in April. It is the first walk-off home run for the Red Deers this season as they take it 8-6 was the final score. Here are the final totals in today's ball game. I misspoke. I'm sorry. I forgot. Mike Ford had a walk-off home run. First homestand of the year, April 9th, in a 1-0 win. That was Daniel Ponce de Leon's debut, which was the second game of a doubleheader against Salt Lake. Interestingly, that's the other game this year that Miguel Perez played in. So he played in that doubleheader game. The Rainiers won 1-0 on Ford's walk-off home run. And then Perez plays in his second AAA game today, contributes a homer of his own, and is there to see Marcus Wilson hit a walk-off home run. He's the walk-off home run good luck charm, Miguel Perez. All right, now to the final totals. Tacoma, 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, left 6 on base. Reno, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Matt Cook, his first win. He's 1-0. Loss goes to Ryan Meisinger. He's 1-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 33 minutes. The attendance, 7,037. with the win. The Red Ears are now 11-23 on the season, and Reno falls to 16-18. These two teams will be back for Game 5 of the series tomorrow at 5.05 p.m. with Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound against Dan Straley. And we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 4.55. Red Ears win it 8-6. Marcus Wilson with the walk-off. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Right here's win. They beat Reno 8-6, the final score. Marcus Wilson with the walk-off home run. What a thrilling game for the Red Ears in front of their biggest crowd of the year, 7,037 on hand for this one. And just a great night here at Cheney Stadium all around for everyone who came out today. This one was a fun one, to say the least. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners won. They beat the Mets in the opening game of their tough road trip back east. The Mets, one of the best teams in the majors right now, but the Mariners got them 2-1. They won on a day in which Max Scherzer started for the Mets. Scherzer allowed 3 hits in 7 innings and gave up 1 run and left with the score tied because Marco Gonzalez was doing the same for Seattle, allowing 1 run in 6 2/3. Then in the 8th inning, Ty France singled in the go-ahead run. Who else? And the Mariners win the game despite getting just 4 hits. They beat the Mets 2-1, the final in the opener of a 3-game series in New York City. Other interleague games today. There were 3 interleague games today. The Houston Astros defeat the Washington Nationals 6-1 in D.C. You don't want to play the Astros right now. They've won 11 in a row. Framber Valdez allowed 1 run at 7 2/3 innings. During their 11-game winning streak, Houston Astros starting pitchers have a 0.95 ERA. They're just shutting the teams down. No one can score against them right now. Royals beat the Rockies 14-10 in a good old-fashioned Coors Field slugfest. The two teams combined for 24 runs, 31 hits, only 4 homers. A little disappointed in the effort there. Each team hit 2 home runs in the game. But the Royals outslug them 14-10, the final score. In American League games today, the Baltimore Orioles faced the Detroit Tigers in Detroit, and the Tigers got them 4-2. Miguel Cabrera doubled and homered and drove in 2 runs. And Eduardo Rodriguez had his best start as a Tiger. 6 2/3 shutout innings, got his first win for Detroit. He signed with them as a free agent in the offseason. Tampa Bay takes down Toronto 5-2, the final in Tampa Bay. Brandon Lowe hit 2 triples, and former Rainier Andrew Kittredge got the win in relief. He's 3-0, and Toronto is in a little bit of a slide. The Jays have lost 5 in a row. Boston knocked off Texas 7-1 as Nick Pivetta went 7 innings and allowed just 1 run to get his first win of the year after beginning the year with 4 straight losses. The Twins beat the Guardians 12-8 in Minnesota. Royce Lewis, the number one pick overall in 2017, who has been injured numerous times in the minor league, serious injuries, healthy and forced into the majors earlier than the Twins planned because of the injury to Carlos Correa. Royce Lewis hit his first major league home run today for the Twins, and it was a grand slam, and it helped him to the 12-8 win over the Indians. Also, Byron Buxton hit his 10th of the year for the Twinkies. Speaking of homers, the Bronx Bombers were at it on the road in Chicago. They beat the White Sox 10-4. Aaron Judge belted his major league leading 12th home run of the year. Giancarlo Stanton is on a roll. He hit his 10th of the year. Gallo and Donaldson also went deep. The Yankees have won 19 of their last 22 games. And in a very different type of ball game in Oakland, the Angels shut out the A's 2-0 behind a rookie making his big league debut. Chase Silseth went six scoreless innings of one-hit ball in his major league debut, and he got the win for the Angels today, outdueling Dalton Jeffries, who falls to 1-6 for the Athletics. National League scores. One game in progress. Phillies lead the Dodgers 8-7 at the top of the seventh inning at Dodgers Stadium. Former Rainier Chris Taylor is in his second home run of the year for the Dodgers. And then the finals in the National League, Reds beat the Pirates 8-2. The Reds are warming up. They're out of their early season funk that lasted for a very long time, but it seems to be over now. They beat the Pirates 8-2. Mike Moustakas hit two home runs. Brandon Drury drove in four. Brewers edge the Marlins 2-1 in Miami. Pitcher's duel between the Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burns and Pablo Lopez, 1-1 after seven. They went into the bullpens, and the Brewers ended up winning it in the ninth inning on a bases-loaded walk drawn by Jace Peterson. Also in the National League today, San Diego hammered Atlanta 11-6 in Atlanta as it was Ha-Sung Kim with a go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh inning. Kim had three hits, scored three runs, and drove in those three with a bomb as the Padres got the win in Atlanta. The Giants are hot. They won their sixth in a row today, beating St. Louis on the road 8-2. Logan Webb allowed one run in six innings to improve his record to 5-1 on the year. And the Diamondbacks beat the Cubbies 4-3 in Arizona as Zach Davies got the win over Drew Smyly. And the Diamondbacks continue to surprise. They're three games over 500 after their win today. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here at Tacoma. The Rainiers walk off Reno 8-6. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
What a win for the Rainiers. They get back-to-back victories for the first time this season. And if they win one more, it'll be a winning streak. It has happened before. The Rainiers get the win today, 8-6. Marcus Wilson with the walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. He had hit a three-run homer in the fourth, the two-run shot to win it. Clocked in, or, well, it doesn't really clock in at a distance, does it? That doesn't make any sense. It was measured at 379 feet to right center field, and Wilson's home run left the bat at an exit velocity of 103 miles per hour. The Rainiers winning it 8-6, the final score. Check it out, the PCL pitchers game in Vegas. Vegas beat Salt Lake 5-2, the final score. Just four hits for the Bees today. Sugarland lost at Albuquerque 8-2. Former Rainier DJ Peterson with his fourth home run for the Isotopes. Sacramento outslugged El Paso 16-12. They hit five homers, including one by David Villar, his 12th. Villar leads the league in homers. And he just wrestled that title away from Shea Langeliers, who's been leading for a while. And Oklahoma City scored in the ninth to down Round Rock 6-5, the final score at Round Rock, Texas. Well, if the Rainiers can win two games in a row, I think three games in a row is within the realm of possibility. We'll find out tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, earlier game at 5:05 p.m. Love for the Saturday 5:05 starts we do for the first couple months of the season. Come join us tomorrow, 5:05 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for the Rainiers. Dan Straley, a crafty veteran on the hill for Reno, a righty. You can be crafty and right-handed. Australia on the hill for the Aces. That's tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Pregame starts at 4:55. What a day for the Red Ears. Marcus Wilson, two homers, including the walk-off shot. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 8, Reno 6. Have a great night.